tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. Oh, AfterBuzz
TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, all of you Days of Our Lives fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Spotlight On. I am your host, Tony Moore. And as you guys know, over at Dish and Days, we love to bring you current and past cast members to talk about their time on Days in celebration of Days 50th anniversary. And today is no exception, along with my wonderful co-host, Mark J. Freeman.
Hello, everybody.
We have the very beautiful, divalicious...
Diva of Salem.
Well, no, not you personally, Diva, but like, you know, your character Kate is very diva.
I liked Divalicious.
You liked
Divalicious? I was going to go all out, but now I can't.
It's a new hashtag, Divalicious.
Thank you so much for being here, Lauren.
I'm so thrilled to be here. Yay. I'm excited. Yeah.
Me too. I felt like I bugged you enough, so I was like, you have to be here now.
No, you didn't. We chatted back and forth, and there were long silences. Yeah. I'm in Italy, and we've been playing this for a while. Thank you for being patient with me.
No problem. Lauren was like, I'm sorry, vacation got in the way, and I was like, well, yeah, that's kind of important.
Yeah, you actually did say that. That is true.
So we're excited that you're here. Fans are excited that you're here, and we're just excited that Days is celebrating 50 years this year. That's incredible.
It's kind of mind-blowing, really, because I remember when we had the 40th anniversary, and that seemed incredible. Mm-hmm. We had a great party, but 50 years, I mean, it's... I was at the nail salon the other day. I was explaining, she said, what, are you on a TV show? I'm like, I'm explaining the whole thing. And I said, it's been on the air for 50 years. She was, what? 50 years? How is that possible? I'm like, I know. Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, people are always amazed that the show has been on for so long, but mm-hmm. I mean, it can't not have with staying power, because the fans definitely keep it going, and we definitely enjoy all the things that happen in Salem, because there is a lot that happens in Salem.
There's a lot that happened over those 50 years. The audience is absolutely amazing. They're so supportive. They're so into the show, you know, and I think with social media, it's so much fun now, because we really get to interact. Before, it would be at like fan events and everything, and you get to meet the fans and talk about it, but now it's kind of ongoing. Yeah. It's like the water cooler with everyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's great.
When you first started on Days, you actually took over the role for a previous actress who started.
Deborah Dare.
Yeah. I always like to know from people who take over a role, was it intimidating going into that, knowing that, you know, fans kind of are locked in to certain people, you know, and certain...
Don't tell me that.
Well, listen.
If I had known that, I might not have done it.
Well, now, you know, you...
Now I know. Now it's okay. I've had 20 plus years of it.
Yeah. But was it intimidating for you going into it?
Actually... I'm going to say no.
Okay.
It wasn't, because I had come out of theater. And in theater, I mean, most of the times, you're doing a role that someone else has done.
Yeah, that's true.
And very rarely do you get to do an original play. So for me, you know, I was just taking over a role, and I really didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
But, you know. And the audience was pretty responsive. I remember the very first Days fan event I went to. I mean, it was really nice, except one person came up. It's like, I really don't like you. Don't like you in the role. And I'm like, okay, thank you. Thank you for coming. You know, but otherwise, you know, it was great. And I think I hadn't really, you know, seen the show before, so I wasn't familiar with Deborah Dare's Kate. You know, I didn't.
Yeah.
So I tried to get as much information as I could, you know, about it. It was funny because my husband at the time was doing 90210, and and Tori Spelling was a fan of Days, and she was watching. So she would, through my husband, you know, he's a makeup artist, I got the information from Tori about Kate Roberts.
Yes,
you know, and she explained, she said, well, she's not really bad.
No.
But like, she's not really good either. And I'm like, okay.
Well, I will say this. I was very upset when Deborah Dare left. And I was like, who is this new person?
Oh, there, see, there you go.
But I will say this, and I'm not saying this just because you're here.
Because I'm sitting next to you.
And Tony knows, I'll tell you if... Ask yes. Molly Burnett. Anyway.
Okay, we're going to get real.
There's a story there, too.
I was like, oh, I don't know about this. And then when you were first on the boat, the fish boat and stuff.
Oh, the fishing boat.
And I was like, I don't know. I actually think I'm not upset with this recast. Like, I literally was like, I think I might actually like this new Kate. So, yeah, you had me from the beginning.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you have always been my Kate.
The Billy Flynn kiss.
I messaged him.
But then I thought, I don't want to wreck it.
I messaged him and said, you were going to be here. And I said, she's my second favorite. Because, you know, with him, I have to say
I understand.
Well, you were always my Kate ever since I started watching Days. And I started watching Days by accident because I was the guy that was like, I don't get soaps. What is this? Yeah. Like, whatever. And then I watched one episode of Days. And by the third day, I was on the phone with my family friend. And I was like, who's this person? And why is she locked in a cage? And why is he so upset?
I need to know.
Yeah. But Kate was always that character that you love to hate. Like, there were moments where you're like, I get where you're going. And there are times where you're like, come on, Kate.
I can't go there with you. Can't go.
What has it been like for you playing Kate? Like, what do you enjoy most playing?
Well, I do love Kate. Wherever she goes, I do go.
Yes.
I think it's because she is a mystery, you know. It's just, like, not black and white with her.
Yeah.
She often is doing the things that many of us would like to do but feel like we can't do, we shouldn't do, you know, and that's so much fun to play. Yeah. It really is so much. And, you know, she could be a real bitch and, you know, that's great.
We like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. So I get to get out that bitchiness on screen, sometimes off screen too, but, you know, and get paid to do it. So.
Yeah. Now, we know that Kate is very loving of her kids on the show, and she will do anything for her kids, including poison people or nearly kill them. And
well, every once in a while.
It happens.
Now,
it happens.
You yourself have kids. Are you
I
that
do.
Protective
I don't,
over them?
I don't poison people, but I do. But yes, absolutely. When I first started playing Kate, you know, she did have adult children. I think Philip was a baby.
Yes,
he grew up overnight.
Yeah.
But, you know, my children were, I think, 5 and 7 when I started the show. But I definitely use that mother instinct, that mother courage instinct, you know, you have about family. It's all about that, you know. And for over the years, certainly her involvement with them has changed because she's pretty much full-time into their lives in the beginning. I mean, it was all about that.
Yeah.
But for me, I kind of segued into that she really believes in creating a dynasty, an empire, if you will, with her children and for her children. You know, and I really feel that's what drives her.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to be the matriarch of the empire. She wants to be the godfather or the godmother. I mean, she really does.
Yeah.
And she wants her kids all there as part of it. Now, a lot of them have actually left the country because of that. But she still holds out hope.
Yeah, yeah. So very interesting relationships with the kids. Because it seems like you have the best intentions for them.
But
they don't see that. They're like, stop butting in.
I'm not butting in. You know? The other thing used to bother me, because people used to say, oh, she's always meddling. She's a meddling mother.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, if it was a man, if it was the father doing that, we wouldn't put it that way.
No.
Yeah. You know, we'd see, oh, yeah, he wants the best for them.
Right,
he's protecting them, or he's, you know, making it happen for them. And I feel like it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it really is the same thing. So that's the only thing that got a little testy about. The meddling word.
Yeah.
But it's so great to see such a powerful woman on the show. And I feel like Kate represents that so much. It's like you walk in and it's like you just exude this, like, powerful woman. And I think that sends such a positive message out there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, and we've been on the light side about it. But actually, over the years, I've heard so many times from women, especially young women, mm-hmm. who it's not that they want to do the things that Kate's doing.
Right.
Because it is a little over the top. Yeah. But it's just feeling that empowerment, mm-hmm. you know, feeling empowered, feeling okay that you may be different from other people, mm-hmm. that you may be one of the others, you know, to a degree, for some people who feel like outsiders, you know, that it's really not important. You know, you need to you know, follow your truth, your bliss, what you need to do, you know, and be okay with yourself. Because Kate's kind of okay with herself.
She definitely
she's
is.
She's okay with herself.
Definitely okay with
herself. She's definitely a woman that knows herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, one of my other's favorite on daytime was your daughter, Lisa Rinna.
Oh, yes.
My Billies.
Do you see
a trend with me? It's the Billies.
There's these constant connections with Mark and Billies.
I'm noticing.
And so I was just going to ask you about working with Lisa Rinna.
Oh, it was great.
I know there were several Billies, but she's the only Billy to me.
I understand. I totally understand. And, it was great because I got the chance. I'm trying to think if it was three times or twice.
She's been back a couple times.
Yeah.
I think she's been back three. Like the three first times. Time and then two other times.
Two other times. And it was really interesting because our relationship grew from the first time. Because mm-hmm. the first time it was like new for me to have her there because Krista Allen had been my first.
Right.
First Billy.
Yeah.
And then when Lisa came in, it was like new because you have like a new child. Oh, my God. And then this past time when she came back, it was really cool because we found a new place that they're both are, you know, adult women. Mm-hmm. And we found, you know, a connection for those characters because so many times they had just been at odds.
And
we really wanted to find another place for them because they are adults, you know, and it's like accepting, and there was love. And I love, even though it was sad when she was leaving, I loved our final scene because it was kind of about that.
Yeah.
You know, I love you, but, you know, I can't be with you. Like, she's another one who went to France.
Yeah.
You know, but she's a great woman. She's just a great gal. We had a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
Beautiful woman.
Now, another part of Days that everyone enjoyed was when Kate and Sammy finally joined forces.
Friends,
and my favorite part of all was the photo that was replaced.
The replacement.
Like, the replacement of Stefano's photo that was like this, and then all of a sudden it was like Kate and Sammy, and I was like, well, look at them taking over. Like, I loved it.
That's right.
Like, how was it for you, like, finally being able to join forces with Alison Sweeney and work together and not, like, against each other?
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, we had been talking about it for years. Mm-hmm. Even maybe a decade of how fabulous it would be if we ever got to team up.
Yeah.
You know, and there's so much alike. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
We kind of hate each other because they know that, oh, and it's just like that.
Yeah.
So when it finally happened, I mean, we both were so grateful. We're so, so excited. I mean, it's one of my favorite storylines.
Yeah.
I mean, hands down. In terms of the photo, we knew there was this photo thing was coming up. And I think originally they thought, you know, it'd be kind of Charlie's Angels kind of were like,
yeah,
we're like, no, this is a big moment, man.
Yeah.
They would love this. They would want to own this. You know, we're thinking about the Vanity Fairs, like the Annie Leibovitz kind of photos. Mm-hmm. We need a all-out glamorous diva photo.
Yeah.
You know, so Richard Bloor, our costume designer, was great. You know, he put together those outfits. I mean, I think my skirt was just kind of like fabric, like squished around me. You know, and it was really great. It was so much fun just doing the shoot, because
I said that's what I was thinking. Is like they probably had the best time shooting that.
We did, you know. And at the time, we kind of knew it was going to come to end and everything. Yeah. So it meant so much.
Yeah.
It really did. Yeah. I'm just wondering where that photo is now.
Oh, I know.
Well, if they brought back the Damira Mansion instead of just a little closet
for
everybody to BGC, but I was very happy that the Brady Pub is back this week. But we'll get to that next.
Yeah,
it's nice to see a lot of these old sets coming back. And I forgot, before we go any further.
Yes.
I totally forgot. And somebody texted me or tweeted me yesterday when I said you were going to be on the show. And they said, Mark, don't forget what you said you would do if Lauren comes on. And I totally forgot that I would wear my blue streak.
Your blue streak.
I totally forgot I would wear my clip-on blue streak.
Thank you.
While Lauren's here.
Yes.
So now I got my blue streak.
on the same side.
Now, unfortunately, I could not get a blue streak in my hair.
I feel at home now.
I know, right?
Yeah. Blue streak right here.
There's the blue streak.
Come on.
Well, I couldn't clip it in. I had...
Okay.
And clip it to your headset. Right.
Well, you know, everything came so sudden. Like, Lauren was like, yes, I'm available. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't grow my hair out in time.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what? Do I tape it? Like,
you know. You had had more preparation.
Exactly.
Okay, I feel it.
Well, I'm glad that she reminded me because I totally forgot that I had it. I had it clipped in a wig.
Lovely color, too.
I know. Right, yeah. I know. No, it matched the outfit.
Well, speaking of the blue streak, like, that came about and it became so popular. Like, what?
But I read that Joe didn't like it so much. Is that correct?
So true.
What are you doing? What did you do to your hair?
No, he really. The black nails, the blue hair. Yeah. It was funny. I guess I have told this story. I love Joe. When I first did it, I kind of kept it hidden.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this, and it would be like a little flash. You get a flash every once in a while, and no one really noticed it. You know.
Yeah.
And I had my hair up for a scene with Joe.
Yeah.
And I came on set. And our executive producer at the time was on stage. You know, he's and Joe's like, "Oh, they're going to see that now. They're going to see your hair." And he says, "Look at this! Look at this!" And the executive producer came over. He said, "Can you see her hair? Tell her." And he's like, "Oh." He said, "We should probably put a line in about that."
It stays in.
Thank you. It was really
loved
nice
it. And it was funny because the first couple times I was like, is it my TV or it's her hair blue? Like, I couldn't figure out at first. I'm like, I think her hair's blue.
Yeah. I put it in during that period when Kate was going through a hard time. You know, she's like poisoning brownies, mixing apples, all of that, you know. And she was kind of a little cray cray.
Yeah.
You know, and I think she actually was. I think she was having a type of psychotic breakdown. That's how I justify it.
Yeah.
And so it kind of represented, you know, that.
The wild side.
The wild side.
Well, it has definitely.
It represents
off.
My wild side for shizzle.
Yes.
And my wild side.
Although I have little curls in
my. You did have curls. I don't know about the curls. You might have to work
if
on that.
If you saw the whole wig and with it looks
good. It looks good.
It looked good
with the rest of it.
Yeah. Well, now I just feel like, you know, the little engine that couldn't.
If I have some dark blue, like eyeshadow.
Like, we could do, like, little, like, oh, maybe that's, I should have just got spray and just went.
Just a spray.
You should have done a
just
blue streak. Yeah. Yeah.
See,
I don't know. I'm a little disappointed because you did have almost 24 hours.
I know. But it was like, there was so much happening in that 24 hours. Yeah. It was like, I got the
not
direct message.
Sleep.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, I gotta prepare, and I gotta, oh my gosh, like, she's coming in, what do I do?
Oh,
I'm
so last
minute. Well, that's why I was glad that person tweeted me because I was like, oh my God, my husband's like, I pulled this wig out.
Pull out that blue wig
out. And I was like, I forgot. I need this. Lauren's going to be our guest. And she's got a blue. He was like looking at me. I'm like, forget it. I'm
going
to explain it to you. Yeah.
Well,
makes sense to me.
Speaking of like trends and fashion and stuff, Kate is very fashionable on the show. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like every time.
Kate loves fashion.
Yeah.
Well, and you studied fashion. Lauren
loves fashion. Yes,
design.
I started out as a costume designer. Yeah.
So did you have influence on like Kate's like attire and how she dresses and her style on the show, or did that just kind of come about?
That definitely, you know, evolved over time. You know, we have a wonderful costume designer, mm-hmm. Richard Bloor, who totally indulges my fantasies. I mean, he's really great. And you know, when I first came on the show, I was like kind of amazed. I think she was a little more conservative when I first came on the show.
Yeah. Deborah Dare was definitely more conservative.
Yeah, it was more conservative. So, you know, slowly my little bit of creepiness came creeping
in. Which we like.
You know, we would, Richard and I would joke about it. I think he could see early on that I was maybe going in another direction. You know, and so he would start tempting me. I mean, we had such a huge, budget for wardrobe back then.
Yeah.
And he would bring in some great stuff. I mean, it was just like, oh, can I just wear all of it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was fantastic. And I think that's when we really established her, you know, her clothes. I mean, she loves couture. I mean, she's just like, you know. And now, you know, our budget is lower, you know. Yeah. And he does an amazing job because he has to, like, get out there and really, you know, look and find stuff. And Kate also has an enormous wardrobe. I kind of, you know, I was a pain in the ass, like, insisting on, like, keeping everything. You know, I don't want, don't get rid of it. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll go down to Kay's closet, just like, you know, every human being would do, you know, and we'll pick out stuff from over the years, you know, now I can use this and I can update it with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's so great. It's really fun. Yeah.
That's great. I like that. I like hearing that.
It shouldn't be new clothes every day.
I say that about just regular TV shows at the time, like Friends and stuff. It's like, you're living, I mean, none of them really had that great of jobs, yet they had a new outfit every time. That's what I liked about the Golden Girls.
They were
Rose always wore the same sweaters. Mm-hmm. They always wore the same robes.
People notice things like that.
And I, well, I do. I don't know about everybody else. But,
trust me,
but
they
I love that, that you do that, because that makes me happy.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's really good way to do it. And plus, it's fun. And plus, I have an amazing amount of clothes. Gorgeous stuff. Some of it's vintage now. I've been on so long. But, you know, that's okay. Yeah. So, and people will notice, like, when I'm re-wearing a piece or a whole outfit or whatever. But
if Allison Sweeney wants to borrow something, would you say yes or no?
Yeah. To Allie, I would say yes. To Sammy, no.
No, there you go. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's perfect.
Well, did you ever imagine that you would be on the show for this long? Like, walking in on that first day, did you ever think that?
No. I mean, no, I don't. You don't even think in those terms, you know? And most of your gigs are, I mean, pretty short-lived. I mean, daytime, you know, dramas is a little different because obviously they go on.
Yeah, they go on and on.
But, you know, the things that I'd done were much shorter. You know, you're doing an episodic or, you know, guest star here and there. So I just never thought in those terms. Never.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then when you hit your 10-year mark, wow! That's amazing. And then after that, I mean, I think you're just working and you're not really thinking about it, you know. But when I look back or when I mention this to people, they're always, what? And I'm like, but that's what's so cool about what we do, too. That's another cool thing, is that it is like a regular job. It's a real job, you know, that has some longevity. And that's a gift for an actor.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, Kate has been through so much in the past years what has been your favorite storyline of Kate's? I know that there's been so many, but, like, is there one that really sticks out for you that's like, man, that was a fun time for you yourself?
Yeah. You know, there have been certainly this one with Sammy and Kate was a huge one because it was the culmination of so much story. And it's funny that you went asking that question because over the years it kind of changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now in retrospect, I mean, looking back, I think the story that kind of resonated the most overall with everything was when the huge blow up with Victor, when he kicks her out of the house.
Oh,
this huge, you know, she burns down the mansion. Lucas is burned.
Oops, my son's in there.
I didn't know.
That's true. I will testify.
You know, it's really true. You know, and she ends up with nothing.
Yeah.
You know, she's living out of her car. Mm-hmm. She's dumpster diving. Yeah. I mean, and then she got the job as a waiter.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember a little bit some of the haters that were saying, she'll never survive that. You know, she's out of there. And it was like, I loved it that they wrote that, okay, that's fine. Yeah. I'm a waiter now.
Yeah.
I can handle that. You know, and that's Kate. Whatever. I'm just going to deal with it. Because who knows what, I don't know what she came from. I have my ideas.
Yeah.
But, you know, she could, so that turned into a favorite story. And then, like, her involvement with Roman, you know, this cowboy kind of guy comes into her life, you know, and he's such a good guy and she's such a bad girl.
Yeah.
You know, and how that all worked. So I think in some ways that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lots of leading men that Kate has come across.
I actually wrote down all your last names.
Oh, what are they?
Really?
Well, there weren't that many. There weren't as many as I thought. I was like, well, maybe it's just the same people over and over again is the problem.
Because she didn't really get married.
Right, exactly.
Her name didn't really change.
But I didn't remember her. Do you remember her original name, like her when she first came on?
Was it? No. Wait.
Not?
It wasn't Reed.
Nope.
What was it?
Winograd.
I read that. Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And then Brown, because you married Curtis Brown, right? It wasn't Curtis. No,
Curtis Reed.
But there was a Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Reed then, too. Well, we were married to Reed, yeah. So I guess I missed Reed. I was thinking Brown was Reed.
So it was Kate Reed. It really was Kate Reed? I always think of just Curtis, and I don't think of that.
See, I don't know.
No, Roberts. I thought he was.
And then Roberts. And then Kyriakos.
Wait, where did Roberts come from?
Well, from what I read, the character Kate changed it to Roberts to hide
Reed.
The fact that, is it Reed or that she was a prostitute?
Excuse me.
A working professional.
We like to call ourselves call girls.
I'm sorry.
You call me, a girl will come.
I think reading up on the character of Kate, I think that's why. Or maybe it was for Curtis. I can't remember.
I don't remember
the Winograd.
Winograd? Where did Winograd? Is that her real name?
That's the original one.
Yeah, I think that's her original
name.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like an incredible
well, I had to do the.
I need some
they have like those about things about all the characters.
Really?
And actually, I'd forgot that you were a waitress too, and I saw that on your job, the list of jobs. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's right. She was a waitress for sure. So I have to go back and finish.
Winograd.
Yeah, they didn't have Reed on there. And I added Brady because you did marry Reed.
I did marry Reed. Yeah, okay. I did. I was a Brady.
And then Demary and Kyriakos.
And then I did marry. I've been married three times.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
So I guess Reed is the only one I missed in there.
Reed.
Yeah.
Winograd.
I think she came in.
I think
in.
It said it.
Where did I come
from? I
could
probably even pull that up.
Do you think I'm a princess?
Oh, yes, you are. Well,
it says, I'm looking at Wikipedia. I don't know how true Wikipedia can be, but like they said.
Well, we can change it, right?
Right, exactly. What do you want it to be?
Princess.
They said when the character was first introduced back in 1977, when Elaine Parisi, I think that's how you pronounce her name, played the role, it was Kate Winograd.
77?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I never knew this.
You never knew
I'm
that?
I'm so glad.
Oh,
I came to After Buzz TV.
Yeah. The character was reintroduced in 1993 with Deborah Dare. And then in 96 is when you came along.
So when she had the affair with Bill Horton, she would have been the Winograd.
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm scrolling through. Yep, there's that affair. And
so
that's where
Lucas is a
Winograd.
Winograd.
We'll let you tell them.
I'm really excited about this.
Now you have something to tell them at work tomorrow.
That's true.
I feel like I can't remember where I saw where she changed it to Roberts, and I.
But that was, I kind of remember that maybe
yeah.
that she did change it.
Says she was a doctor.
What? Yeah, she came in as a
Someone
doctor.
Just said she was a doctor.
She was Dr. Kate Winograd. And
I'm
and,
a doctor.
Yeah. You worked at Salem U. At Salem University. Who would have known?
Yeah. So Dr. Dan and I had more in common than just
than you knew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
To the development.
That's all Dr. Dan
really
had
true?
Really in common with that. He just went hop from bed to bed around Salem.
I'm a doctor.
I think people assume Kate Winograd and Kate Roberts were the same character because Kate Winograd had an affair with Bill Horton in the 70s, but Kate was a doctor.
Oh, so maybe it's a different.
But it did list Winograd when I pulled up Kate Roberts.
I would like to be a doctor.
Yeah,
I'd
right?
like to have that in my bag of tricks.
So you need to go back and tell the writers, like, hey,
I
was
go
a
back.
Writer. Let's
Kate Winograd.
Get this going.
Oh, yeah,
make this happen.
They had all the names over here, too. Winograd Brown, Kyriakos, Brady, Demara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
But no Reed. So maybe she
History brought to you by AfterBuzz TV.
We need James Lott Jr. for this. He's our history buff.
James Lott Jr. Shout out to James Lott
Hi,
Jr.
James.
Who will be
hey,
watching
James.
Later. He's our other co-host for Edition Days. And he's like our Days historian. So he knows how people are related. He knows like storylines from before even when we
Creepy
started
shit
watching.
That I'm like, how do you know this?
Yeah.
Like,
wow. Yeah. I need to talk to him.
Yeah.
Because you know, when you have a lot of storylines, you forget them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why I always do that. They have that about the characters on one of these websites. So every time we have somebody, I'm like, I need a refresher course because I don't remember everything.
Yeah.
I kind of like what's happening in the now.
Yeah.
Other than my Billy Reed.
Of course. Aww. Or Billy Flynn.
Or Billy.
No.
Hi, Billy. That's what Billy and I always talk about that. I really think that Kate is his mother.
Yeah.
Of course, no one else thinks that.
Yeah.
But we think that wouldn't that be cool?
That would be so cool.
It would be kind of cool.
Because
that whole thing with Madeline, the whole mother thing, that something was going on.
I don't think I have a thing for your child.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I have to tell you my Lucas story.
This is proof.
When he first came on, I had a little crush on Lucas.
Everyone has a little crush on Lucas.
I had just moved to L.A., and one of my best friends who also watches Days, he's like, because he does this stuff and I don't pay attention to any of it, he's like, Brian DeTillo's going to be at Macy's signing stuff. And I was like, no way. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go. But I was too scared to go up to him. So I literally just walked around Macy's pretending I was shopping. Like, I kept, like, I'm like, he's going to call the police on me because I'm just walking around staring at him from afar. I think I even took a picture, like, from far away. And, yeah, I was
a
little
crush.
Well, Brian Attila is one of the, like, coolest guys.
Oh, man,
he's
fantastic. I love my Brian. Yeah. I love my Brian. No, he's great. He's a great guy.
I'm going to dig all your kids.
I'm noticing that.
And Jay Johnson, too. He was a...
Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jay. No. I love Jay. We're both Pisces, so we had a lot in common.
Well, which... Because, I mean, with all the men that Kate has been with...
Which he says in the nicest way.
That would be really nice, yes.
In the sweetest way possible.
Yes.
Which one for you, which pairing for you was the most enjoyable? Yeah, like, because I think for me, it was, I don't know, I love you and Victor together. Something about that.
Nothing completes
me. Pairing, yeah. It was really good.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just, every day I pray that they get back.
You know, it's so funny you're saying that. Because that wouldn't normally have been my answer, but as I'm saying, you're kind of looking back.
Yeah.
That was a really great relationship. Yeah. Really dynamic. And even after they were no longer together, I would love the scenes that we'd have together. Because we're going over there, and I swear to God, we should both have cigars.
Yes.
And just be there and talking. I mean, it was, there's just a connection between those two.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like she loses none of her... The rats are always, like, trying to take away her power and all that. And he's not. You know, not that he doesn't go up against her.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, they're just... They're equals. And it's, you know, I love their scenes. They're always well-written. Yeah.
The
so witty.
The only other one that I was, like, I really was kind of hoping for was Ian. When he came on, I was like, yes, finally someone great for Kate.
I know.
Like, I was so happy. And then that kind of went, pfft.
I love that too.
But I really loved him, and I thought you guys together was fantastic.
Yeah. He's so elegant, and I think that was, and there was the hints of this whole mystery, this like life they had in Europe, because I don't know if you did, they were talking about Lucas, and that, you know, he taught Lucas how to ski and all of this stuff, and I thought, oh my God, is he Lucas's father?
Because you never know.
You never know.
One phone call changes.
Yeah, so I really thought that, you know, and Ian Buchanan, oh my God, he's such a joy to work with. He's just so great, so funny.
Yeah.
He's so elegant, though. I just love that.
Now, of course, Days wasn't your first intro to daytime. You were also on Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful.
Yes.
How did those roles differ from Kate? Because... You played Lindsay on
Young and the Restless, and
Margo on Bold and the Beautiful, which you originated the role of Margo.
I did. And Lindsay.
Yeah. And so how was that compared to coming on and playing Kate?
So long ago. So long ago. Well, Lindsay was amazing because that was my first role.
Yeah.
So when I first came out here, and it was like crazy, you know, getting it. I was, Ed Scott actually attended an acting class that I was in at the time, you know, fresh into LA.
Yeah.
And he asked me to come in to audition for a role, and everyone's saying, oh, that's never going to happen. I mean, oh, what are you talking about? You know?
Yeah.
And I went in, and it was just like first time for everything, for that kind of an audition. It was all these people, and it was like, and I, you know, I got it, and I just, it was amazing, and getting to work with Terry Lester. You guys remember Terry Lester, Jack Abbott?
He
was an incredible actor. Such a great actor. It was such a gift to work with someone like him.
Yeah.
I mean, he, I think, really originated that bad boy.
Yeah.
You know, and just his whole style of acting was fantastic, and it was a great storyline.
Yeah,
you know, that was crazy. I got plunked into the middle with all those people. So I did that for like 2.5 years, and then Lindsay excused herself one day and went to the restroom and never came back.
Really?
She
That's
did.
So funny.
Yeah. When she
gave an opening for you to return.
They
which
have
is good.
An opening. Well, you know, she was blackmailing. She had photos. Yeah. She was blackmailing, and once she gave up those photos. That was it.
Wow.
Went to the ladies' room, never came back.
I love how soaps did that. Like, you know, the kids would go upstairs and then they would come down like 10 years older.
Yeah. That happened to Philip. He did. He was 5. He went upstairs, came back, and he's like, oh, you're a man. You no. So it is cool. So then, you know, the Bells created Bold and Beautiful, mm-hmm. and you know, they asked me to do the role of Margot, and I mean, that was an incredible experience because it's an off, you know, you're starting off a show.
Yeah.
It was really a unique experience, yeah. and I loved it. The show was based around fashion, you mm-hmm. know, and mm-hmm. I'm playing a fashion designer, and I was a costume designer, so it was, you know, right yeah. in my wheelhouse. It was great, and that show became so huge internationally that we got to take all kinds of fabulous trips nice. All over the world.
Yes.
Yeah, that was really great. I mean, it was really unique. I mean, and I owe the Bells a lot. I mean, they really gave me my start, you yeah. know, so they'll forever be special to me for that.
And there was a time where you went back to Bold and the Beautiful to reprise the role.
I did.
I remember that being kind of like a huge, like, because you were with Days, but they, like, switched you out.
They switched out. So I guess it. They would offer that they would switch me out, and then at the time, Joe Mascolo mm-hmm. was working at B&B, and that he could switch over as, you know, they could borrow him for Stefano if they needed to. So it was pretty unique. It was really, you know, it was pretty cool that they did that and allowed me to do it. And I went back because my son Mark mm-hmm. was suddenly an adult and was coming back to his town. So yeah. They brought Margot back. But it was interesting too, because while I was on that show, I got pregnant twice. And I did have two kids, and one they wrote in, and one the first time no, let's see. The second time they didn't write in, but the first uh-huh. time they did, and that oh, wow. ended up being baby Mark.
Yeah. Okay.
And my son actually did play my baby on the show.
Great.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Did you have any interesting fan moments? Because since you've been on daytime or part of daytime for a while, like, do you have any interesting fan encounters that...
What do you mean?
Well, I was very well behaved when she arrived, I'll say
you
that.
Were very well behaved.
So, I was containing myself.
We've had previous people on the show, and they've had fans come up, and it's always during, like, that one storyline where they're like, I can't believe you're doing this, yeah. and blah, blah, blah. And you, there's a moment for you, probably, or for you guys, where you're like, wait a minute, wait, what's happening? And it's like, oh, they think I'm that character. Did you ever have, like,
no, I mean, actually,
moment?
No.
Oh, good. Because I fear for you, because, like, some,
right?
some people may come up to Kate and be like, and may,
no,
like,
they don't, because, you know, good. Kate's pretty intimidating. Mm-hmm. So it's usually the opposite. I have to say, no, actually, you can talk.
Yeah, right.
Not that person. But, you know, we can have a good conversation together. Yeah. But, I haven't had those kind of experience. I mean, only like that one time at the fan.
Yeah.
The person definitely didn't like me.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, every once in a while, you know, you can tell. Like, there's a group of people, and everyone's talking to you about Kate, and then there's one person standing back there like, you know, that's the one that's probably like you,
right.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to like my character, you know, and there's a lot of people who love to hate me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's another thing. And I'm sure there's outright haters, but, you know, even you've been doing it as long as I have, like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you're watching, that's cool.
Yeah.
For, you know, whatever reason. And, you know, my experiences have been all pretty good.
Real
you know,
good.
Pretty good. You know, I'd have to say that.
Because there have been some doozies, I tell you.
Well, I was going to, as kind of, I guess, in that wheelhouse of the evilness in Salem, Miss Vivian Alamein.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Louise Sorrell.
Yes. Who I also adore.
Oh, me too.
So I was just going to ask you, like, working with her, and how was, at least you didn't get buried alive.
At least I did. Yeah, that was, yeah.
So that's good. So
yeah,
you were doing something
right.
Yeah,
another actress suffered through that. That's true. Yeah.
I mean, she did take your child.
I know, but she did. Yeah. She did. And she implanted it into her womb.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, it's crazy.
Oh, I love these conversations.
But then again, if she hadn't caused that plane to crash, I would never, you know, then the first Kate ended up in the ocean. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
So I got to come back. It was great working with her. You know, she's such a gracious lady, and she has so many always creative ideas about things, and we had some incredible cat fights. I mean, I just remember that because we didn't do that on Bold and Beautiful very often,
right,
you know,
right.
But on, you know, Days of Our Lives, that was the thing, man.
Yeah.
You know, you get down there on the
fights.
Ground.
Yeah.
You roll. First time I saw stunt people, I thought, what? What are we doing? These stunt people? You know, but I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the first thing, I think I threw a pot of stuff dew over her head or something. Okay, yeah. I mean, her milk. I don't know. It was a bunch of crazy stuff. And Louise wasn't a real fan of that. So,
I can see that.
Yeah, she wasn't a fan of it. So it was always kind of fun because, you know, really having to talk about it and how we can make this crazy thing happen and still be in reality, you know. But we had great times together. Some really, really great stories.
I think that was probably my favorite Kate time. That whole thing with her, with Philip, it was intense, man. It was really, really intense.
And then she came back, and we did a little. In fact, we had when she came back, there was a cat fight, and you know, I remember cake. I think we got thrown into a cake, and smearing cake all over me, and you know.
Oh, I love it.
You gotta love a good cat fight on Days. I love those moments when like there's like a standoff, and then it's like, you bitch, and it's like, whoosh, and it's like, whoa, my God.
I know. You know, and some of those slaps are pulled, or like stage slaps, and others aren't.
Yeah.
You know, and there's one.
Have there been some real slaps that have happened?
Oh, yeah. There's one that Allie and I had, because we've had a lot of slaps.
Punches, slaps.
And we were running really late, on the day, and they were really behind, and we were having rush, and we're going straight to tape. That means no rehearsal, folks.
Yeah.
Wow. No rehearsal.
Yeah.
And I said, like, we're going to have to slap. And slapping usually takes a little bit. Yeah, where you can.
Yeah.
And I said, you're just going to have to slap me. I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to slap you. Just have to slap me. And I'm like, I don't want you. And she said, really? And then I'm like, really? You don't think I won't slap you? I'm going to slap you. So we did. It was like, and I think you can always kind of tell.
Yeah.
Because the other person starts, oh. You know,
can't fake that reaction.
Right.
No, I know. Although I'm kind of used to it because in stage, I mean, sometimes some people would have like funny slaps, but I was used to doing real slaps.
Yeah. Well, at this time, we're going to take your questions live for those of you who are watching. You guys have been anxiously waiting to talk to the very lovely and beautiful Lauren Coslow, and I don't want to take that away from you. So you can call us right now at 424-253-0749. Again, that's 424-253-0749. And ask your question, give a comment, make sure you are nice. That is always the rule here. You have to be nice.
Willa is one of our fans.
Oh, yeah. Willa has been watching Days
been
for
watching
about
since
50 years
the very
now.
First episode.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Who's this?
Willa. She's in the chat room.
Willa Sargent.
Oh,
yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So she wanted me to make sure I let you know that she's been watching
since the beginning.
Of the Sens and the Hourglass.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yes. I was trying to remember back. I feel like the Bo, like when Bo took Hope, like when she was going to get married and rode off with the motorcycle. I think that's about when I started watching.
Okay.
Because I was watching Santa Barbara. Thank you, A. Martinez. We're going to get into that because I'm having a panic attack already.
That?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know.
That man completes me.
I know.
And he got my quote of the week last week just for saying his name.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I know. He's such a good... Okay, I'm going to change. Hashtag Longmire. Have you been watching him on Longmire?
I'm going to now.
Oh,
I didn't.
What kind of fan are you?
I know.
Are you kidding? Well, I binge watched.
Because I made a comment about this, and somebody in the chat was like, he has to keep it for the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I didn't even know. So.
Oh, wait till you see him on the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm pimping the show. I'm doing it.
And we noticed a little thing between Kate and...
Looky.
And Eddie.
Hi.
Yeah.
I know.
And that's all it took was just a raise of the glass.
That's
like,
all
I
it
see
took.
You over
Kate's
there.
Got it.
I know. Such a good actor.
Well, we have a caller now. Caller, you are now live with us on AfterBuzz TV Spotlight On. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Carolyn Topol.
Hi, Carolyn.
Connecticut.
Hey, Carolyn, how are you? I had the pleasure of meeting Carolyn this past weekend for a Boston event.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she was lovely. You were lovely, Carolyn.
Oh, thank you. You're lovely too, Tony.
Thank you. You're on live with Lauren. Do you have a question or a comment for her?
Yeah, I have a couple. First of all, Lauren, I've been watching Days over 35 years, and I thought you were a wonderful addition when you came on and took the role of Kate.
Thank you.
It was
unlike
seamless,
some people.
In my opinion.
I know, I like content.
I like that. It was the first 10 minutes. No. Right.
It was touch and go, but it was okay.
More handsy.
Oh, not handsy. They're here.
Thank you very much.
And my question is, what was your least favorite storyline that you, like, you saw the storyline, you were like, this is so not a Kate storyline? Was there something that you ever rendered, like, that it was going to work for you? And I think all your storylines have ultimately worked for you, but was there one that you sort of thought was kind of bizarre?
Are you trying to get me in trouble?
I was just going to say, she's not going to answer that, Carolyn.
That's a hard one. Well, I think it's exactly how you put it.
Yeah.
That even some that I might have had questions about, they worked out in the end.
Yeah.
So I'm left with fond memories.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just generally, very generally, there's you know, sometimes, you know, you do read things and you think, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, really? Would Kate do that?
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's my job to find a way for Kate to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and, and so, you know, I have favorite stories. I have some that are less that I wasn't happy with. You know, normally it's when Kate isn't in the full control. You know, there's sometimes that I just, you know, those are the ones that kind of bother me. You know,
someone just said, please say the Clyde Weston debacle.
Well, you know,
I was going to say Kate and Clyde Weston, that she didn't see him as clearly as she did pretty soon really surprised me.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. And, you know, and then that's something I'm wondering, would she? But you have to remember, you're seeing the whole picture.
Right.
She's not.
Exactly.
She doesn't know what happened with the kids, you know. So sometimes that's hard because as an audience member, you know, you have all the clues, you know. She didn't. I mean, she liked him. You know, she's been through so much. And after all that stuff with Rafe and everything, I think this was just like a diversion.
Mm-hmm.
She liked that he seemed to have this hunger, you know. Not just for her.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was ambitious. Mm-hmm. And I really felt like she was thinking she could use that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She could use him.
Okay.
And he obviously had some money. He had connections. You know, he went to her. So he knew about you. I think there's a lot of stuff that happened off camera that we tried to infer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was giving him help with, you know, with her Demira connections. And she was helping him with stuff. So I think there was a lot more there. I think it is unfortunate for him.
Yeah.
You know, because James Reed is such a wonderful actor.
Amazing.
I loved working with him. I think he could have been terrific. But with the whole abuse of the daughter,
it
was hard to come back from that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really wished, you know, so that's not, that part isn't my storyline, but I really wish that hadn't happened. I don't think that was necessary, you know, at all. And I kept on thinking it was going to turn out to be his henchman that did it and that she remembered it incorrectly and that he's protected or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that just kind of killed it and gave everyone kind of a, you know.
Yeah.
Bad taste. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just have to say, I wanted to thank you because you added humor to a storyline that could have gone really south, in my opinion.
Oh,
but when Kate and Sammy and Gabby killed Nick the first time.
Yeah.
I used to get such a giggle out of everything Kate would throw into that.
Oh, my God.
Your timing was priceless. It was hilarious.
Thank you.
At the time,
Thank you.
Loved it.
Well, you know, you're asking my favorite storyline. Yeah. That's definitely like the favorite group of scenes, scripts.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And they built an incredible set for us just for that with
just
the river.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we all love that. Love the hell out of
Blake
that.
Blake may not have liked it so much.
Blake, you know, Blake is so professional. I think Blake did love it.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
didn't care because that was some dead weight we were carrying. He was just like totally into it. But thank you. Yeah, I love doing those scenes.
Awesome. Thank you, Carolyn.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for watching.
Yes, and thank you for calling in. And make sure you keep watching us on Audition Days every Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Absolutely. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
I remember those scenes as well. And I remember thinking with Gabby, this was all new for her.
Yeah.
Like, and you
and she's
you
the
and
one
Allie,
who got put in jail.
Yeah. And,
I know.
And for you guys, it was just kind of like, listen, we've been there, done that. Like, girl, you got to chill.
Yeah. Got to get it together.
I know. It was so great. I mean, there's sometimes when they just get the essence of characters, and they did with those scripts. That was Kate and Sammy, and it's so true. Once we saw that, like, we've been there, done that.
Yeah.
We can handle all that,
for
you know?
Sure. It was like, we can handle it. We can keep a secret. Yeah. Like, you are losing it. Like, keep calm.
Keep calm. Yeah, and I love it when they keep that in the scripts.
Yeah.
That's who these women are, you know?
Yeah. Well, we have another call. caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV Spotlight On with Lauren Coslow. You are on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Emma. I'm calling from International Falls, Minnesota.
Hello, Emma. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing
good.
Great.
Good.
Do you have a question or comment for Lauren?
Yeah, such a huge fan of yours, Lauren. I loved your work with James Reed.
Thank you.
And as Clyde. I was so glad, though, when you finally wised up to his character.
I know. It was hard for me because I really liked him so much.
I didn't want him to go, but I did like that your character
I know.
Kind of
yes.
figured it out.
Yeah, that she did.
But my
yeah.
question is, sorry?
No, I agree with you, yes.
My question is, were there any actors or characters that you really would have liked to work with as Kate on the show that didn't really get explored much?
Because there's so many that you have worked with.
right? In one way or another.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I always wanted to work with Teo Penglis, you know.
Yeah.
And a little bit, she worked with Tony and Andre. I mean, but I always thought, you know, his character intrigued me. I didn't really get to work with him very much.
Maybe in the future.
Crossing fingers.
Yeah, I mean, jeez, I'm not trying to think about it. You know, like right now, like we have A. Martinez that's coming in. You know, I'm really hoping that she doesn't work with him. You know, I enjoyed this stuff when Drake and I got to work together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
You know? You know, I don't know. What about you guys? Can you think of anyone? Have I been with way too many?
Yeah.
So you
who would have been? Jeez.
I'm just trying to think of somebody that you haven't really spent much time with.
I know. Matt Ashford. He's dead.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Dead now. You're dead.
That's another one that he likes.
Sorry.
Hashtag bring Jack back.
Well, I would have liked to. He's another like really
I'm
good
still
actor.
Keeping my fingers
he's
crossed
because he's in an elevator.
Okay, here's my thing.
But maybe there hear was me, an escape hatch.
Hear yes. me out. We never saw that happen. Roman comes in and
that's
says
true.
He died.
Yeah,
he could be
oh,
undercover.
He's passionate.
Oh, I'm
he's very,
very
passionate.
Passionate about that.
True. Until you see
because you never saw him, and they never go to see him.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
They just say
that's.
I'm just saying. I literally got on YouTube and I was like, I'm watching this again. Because I know that there's an out, there's a way to bring
that's
him back.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always hard when you mention someone who's part of a couple, though.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's great about Kate, because she was never like, right. a couple. I'm available. But, you know, it doesn't mean it has to be romantic. I would
right.
definitely would like to have worked with him, though.
You guys
could
work
though.
With the Spectator
we could. Yeah. Yes, I think
they did. Because you used to work
did.
With the Spectator.
Yeah.
I
think they worked together. Yeah. So, you know, he would have been
or,
one
I think
that
it was
I missed.
Deborah.
That's why I didn't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Emma, thank you so much for
thank
calling
you.
In. And make sure
Emma,
you
do you have
to...
an idea of who,
oh, yeah.
of who you would like to see Kate with? Or
honestly,
work with?
Anyone you worked with has just been great. I really enjoyed your
yeah.
storyline with
lucky.
Gabby and Sammy. So
yeah.
any kind of, you know... girl pairings is always fun
you know,
to see because
actually,
usually take down the bad guy.
I'm so glad you said that because, see, I went right to the man pairing and I really shouldn't have because I would love to work with Christian. You know, Christian and I are friends.
Oh.
Yeah,
and I think Hope and Kate.
Yeah,
I would
guys
like
don't
to,
really.
No,
oh,
we
yeah.
don't. I would love to do that. You know, we
well,
have
if this
like,
whole Rafe thing...
It'd be a...
Because we're not stupid over here at yeah.
Right.
We see the writing on the wall, so maybe.
Yeah, maybe, because that would be that would really be fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to work with her more. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I never thought about that pairing.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. for sure. Yeah.
I don't know, but I feel like if Kate's involved and, like, Rafe may be involved, then somebody's getting poisoned. Don't get on Kate's bad side.
Kate has moved on. Okay, it's done.
Well, thank you, Emma, for calling
thank
in
you.
And make sure you keep watching us every Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Dish and Days.
I will. Thanks so much, guys. You have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of working with people, you work with your husband on the show. He's now the head makeup yes, artist
he's
there.
head of makeup and hair, yeah.
How is that working?
Well, let me just say your hair and makeup always looks amazing.
Always on point.
You got her.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear that, Nikki?
But it always does. That's true.
It was, well, the funny thing is that I had done my own makeup for like almost 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was a real transition, you know, having to give it that up, giving it over.
Does he do it at home for you, too?
No.
No.
Well, he used to, but we used to fight about it a lot. Because he actually taught me how to do it. Then, you know, once you teach a person how to bake bread, they have their own recipe.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's what happened. I wanted to do a certain way, so he just stopped doing it. So when he came to the show, I was like, oh. I don't know, because that's how I do it. But it was this time when we were transitioning too into the whole high def thing, and he's so great at it. And everyone's makeup has been brought down and everything, so it was like it was perfect. So now I'm very happy to sit in that chair, you know, 6 a.m.
I have someone else do it.
Yeah, have someone else do it.
Did you know that he was coming? Like, was there a discussion? Like, is this okay if I come on? Or like, how did that transition work for him to be on the show?
Well, I mean, that was all, you know, between him and the show.
Oh, good.
Okay, so, yeah, it really had nothing to do with me, but I'm trying to think if there was one time I was like, is this cool? It's cool. Yeah. But it is cool because we had worked together. So we worked together on YNR.
Yeah.
You know, even on Bold and Beautiful, gave me a look for that. So, you know, it was it's kind of our careers have been intertwined over the years.
So when you worked at YNR, was it like, before you got together, was it like, I can't wait to see him. Was that what? You can tell me. It's okay. It was, wasn't it?
Oh, I totally am.
Mark made Lauren blush.
Oh my God. That's so funny. It's when you said it. You've been there.
I sit in the Days Rise party line and go, there's Billy Flynn.
Yeah, it was. Only it was weird because in the beginning, I was, like, dating someone else. So I would actually sit there, like, early. And it's like when you're sitting in a bar, except you're not drinking.
Right.
And you're just talking to the bartender about, oh, I'm dating this guy. And he's like this and that. Yeah. So it would be like Nikki, like, he's wearing my makeup. I'm like, oh, I don't know. You know, what's going on? And he's like, oh, no. You know? Yeah. So and, you know, he started helping me. Well, you should. And he said, after a while, it was like, he went, like, what the hell? Why am I her best friend? Yeah. You know, it's like, this needs to change.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it did.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it was cool. And then I was like all blushing in his chair. So that's a short version.
I know. I gotta ask her about it. And your daughter's name, Millie Kate?
Millie Kate. It's Amelia Katarina.
Okay.
And but we always called her Millie Kate.
Okay.
And she's now shortened it to Kate.
Okay.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
I know, because her professional name is Kate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
We're like, yeah, of course she did.
Of course she changed it to Kate.
Oh, okay. That just dawned on me.
Okay.
Now, how are you feeling about the changes that are being made to Days now? Because back a few months ago, there was a huge article from King Corday letting us know that there are going to be so many changes and writer changes happening with Days. And now with the storyline of the necktie killer, like how are you feeling about the changes that have happened on Days recently?
Well, you know, change is always happening.
Yes.
You know, certainly I've seen lots of changes since I've been on the show. You know, people have been on longer. I've seen them. So, you know, it is just it's kind of what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our last writers, I mean, they were great. You know, Chris Witzel and Gary Tomlin, and, you know, he'd been an executive producer. And, you know, but then there comes a time for a change, and, you know, you bring in our new writers who are, you know, fantastic. I know they were. I was talking about the high depth. So there's changes everywhere. There's a change in the look of the show.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
In the pace of the writing. You know, the kind of story. The telling story is faster now.
Yeah.
Bringing back castmates. You know, some leave, some come back.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's all positive. You know, you know, it's always sad when there's a transition and a new regime because you know you're saying goodbye to people that you've worked with. You know.
Yeah.
But I'm super optimistic about where the show's going, and there's just a renewed energy and commitment, and mm-hmm. you know, to have Ken Corday talk about the show that way. Yeah. I mean, it's just it's huge, you know, because yeah. he's committed to the show.
Yeah.
And I think the important thing is to remember about. Especially this format. It's the format we see everywhere. We mm-hmm. see it on nighttime. We see it on cable, premium yeah. channels. I mean, it's the continuing drama, long format drama, and people love to see it. And so, you know, we've been doing it for 50 years. We just want to make sure we're doing it in a way now that's contemporary and that people right. continue to tune in, and maybe we'll get new viewers too.
Well, we went to Martha Madison's premiere for mm-hmm. her web series, and I was talking to her about everything, and I was just saying that I watch it, so it's yeah. not like I have that much of an issue with it, but sometimes I get frustrated because it's like I understand why things are the way they are because of how television used to be. Mm-hmm. So you had to repeat yourself, you had to do this over again, you had to keep talking about relationships and stuff. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like if you want to find something out, you just Google it. Like, I don't need everything repeated back to me so much.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that the stories are now moving a little bit quicker.
Okay.
I still think there's room to get rid of some extra exposition. But yeah. that's just
but
my
you know,
personal...
I think we are going to be getting rid of it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we definitely are. Because they well, are... Because even now when I'm looking at a script, I'm like, what... Wait a minute. There's more that's happening off screen,
okay, good.
Which I think is good. I mean, it's when you're used to doing it all mm-hmm. on screen. I mean, it's like odd, and you have to get caught up with it. Oh, what did I do in the last scene? Okay, but this last script. But the, you know, all of this must have happened. But I do see that it is necessary. We need to move it along because you know the audience. That's what they're used to seeing everywhere now.
Well, that's what I'm saying now. Like the continuing dramas like Empire and
right.
all these other shows are like
they just move
and that's what people like, and I yeah. think if anything it's going to help get yeah. more viewership.
Oh, I think so too,
you know?
I think yeah. so too, you know, and now that we're getting used to it, you know, it's fun to do it
yeah.
too, because you're not kind of labored down with
now
like,
they
repeating
need to
repeating
stop
it.
This filming 5 months in advance. You guys should get a 5 month vacation and then come back and just pick up there, and none of this 5 months in advance.
Well, you don't have to do the 5 month vacation.
that might be a little too long.
We don't have to do that. But we do take a lot of time. Like we tape for 3 weeks, then we're down for a week.
And okay. yeah.
So maybe we can stop taking those breaks.
Right.
You know, yeah. just, and then we get caught up slowly.
Yeah,
slowly. But I do agree with that because, you know, it's hard because once it airs, you know, you're seeing the audience's reaction like to a
yeah.
particular mm-hmm. story or to a pairing. And, you know, if it's 5 months later, well, it's too late.
It's too
you
late.
Know, that person might
exactly.
be off the show. And yeah. maybe the audience loved them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe they hated them. And now we're stuck with 5 months of
them. Thank you.
So,
that
you know,
seems to be more the case for me.
Yeah.
What?
So, you know, I agree. I agree yeah. with that. You know, I don't know. Maybe they'll address that in the future.
Good.
Well, we have a caller, and I'm hoping it's the person that I think it is. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV Spotlight On. What's your
Hello,
name?
Everyone. This is James Lott Jr.
Oh, that's our co-host, James.
So, Lauren, this is our other co-host, James.
The historian.
Yes, the historian.
I'm excited.
And he, unfortunately, is out of town, but I saw that he was in the chat, and he was like, oh, I couldn't get through. And I was like, call again. And when I saw it come up, I was like, I hope it's him, so
Yay.
That he didn't miss out on a chance to talk to you. So, hello,
yeah.
James.
Hello, you guys. Miss Lauren.
Yes.
You are fabu.
We're going hashtag Divalicious.
I love that. Thank you.
I am such a long time fan. I know you and I are only like, you know, in our early 20s, but I'm a long time fan.
That's a long time.
Yes, long time fan.
Oh, I love it.
It's right now it's just a joy, and I live in gratitude right now to even speak to you right now.
Oh, I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you too. You guys are doing a great job. Mark, you made her blush.
Yeah,
he
I know,
did.
Right?
Legit. He did.
Hey, James,
I
have a question for you because we were going through the history of the character of Kate, and we can't
yes.
figure out when or why she changed her name to Roberts. Do you know?
Well, I remember that when her kids were taken away from her, from Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then she went on, and then she ended up being pregnant with Bill Horton's child, which was Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas.
While you're on the run, and I believe you just chose the name Roberts.
Oh, because she was on the run. Yeah, that makes sense.
You're on the run.
To stay away from,
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe you were just on the run. I can't. I don't think there was. They gave a specific reason.
Yeah.
Like,
I think I kind of remember that. From 20
years. Yeah. Because they would have at this point, I think, would have brought up who was Mr. Roberts or who was this Roberts.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Since you're a longtime fan, you know, don't you think Lucas's last name should go back to Roberts?
Yes.
It's hurtful that he's a Horton. Yeah. That he's calling himself a Horton.
I like Lucas Roberts.
I like Lucas Roberts.
I agree.
You know,
I totally agree. Lucas Roberts sounds better.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of reminded me. I mean, we're on the run together, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Roberts.
Yeah. Well, and Bill's not around.
Bill's not around.
Whatever.
Well, you know,
right now.
One of the things I love about the relationship between Kate and Lucas is that you guys are mother and son, but in some ways, you're partners in crime.
Yeah.
Your friends.
It's so true.
So that relationship's been played up to death, and I love that. And it's like, I think he should have stayed Roberts because
it's like a
camaraderie.
Well, I agree. It was almost like I remember when it happened because it was during a period when they were estranged, and it was literally like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
that was hurtful. So I almost felt like once they got together, like he could have taken the name back.
But I think I said this last week. I loved your guys' scene with Will. With everything with Will happening and how it kind of brought you guys
back together.
Yes,
and stuff.
It did.
I always say this, like, sometimes they come up with these really contrived reasons to get people back together or to tear people apart. And that was so believable and so, like, just like, heartbreaking. You were just like, yes, patch it up. You know?
Nothing else matters.
Yeah, nothing else matters. Yeah, and that would have been a great time for him to take the name Roberts back.
It would have been a great time. You're right.
This is why I should be writing for the show. So I know you have a little pull.
If they weren't 5 months ahead, you could have went back and suggested that, and we could have had that scene.
And think of it this way. If I'm writing for the show, imagine the amazing stuff I'm going to write for you.
I know.
It's going to be you. And Billy.
And Billy.
And Lisa Rinna. And Lucas. It's going to be fantastic.
And Maxine's son.
And Maxine's son. This is Maxine's son.
I so want a role on the show as Maxine's son.
Oh, my God.
I think it
would be
amazing.
So amazing. I can see it now.
Talk about another mother-son relationship.
Right.
We could dominate the hospital.
They mentioned it this week.
I know.
Did you hear what I lied to you? That's not what they said. I tell you, because he's always saying, what's my Maxine's son? So I was like, I messaged him, because they did mention her this week. And I said, yeah, they mentioned her. They said that she had some disease and she's not allowed to have children. And he was like,
I was like, well, and then I was totally like, minor detail, one phone call.
We'll take care of that.
Like, she thought she couldn't have kids, but look who popped up.
Sorry, I was messing with you.
Right. Well, James, thank you for calling in. We have to wrap things up with Lauren. But,
of course. I just want to say, Miss Lauren, you and I owe each other a hug when I see you in person.
Absolutely. I would love that. Yeah. Yes.
And that is going to happen this Sunday when we come to
the
book signing.
Oh, yeah. Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
I will see you there.
Looking forward to the hug.
Bye, James.
Bye.
Bye, James.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of the book tour, Days celebrating their 50th year, and they've come out with another book celebrating the 50th anniversary.
Yes, a celebratory book. Yeah.
And you guys are taking it on the road.
We are taking it on the road, and we're starting it off this Sunday at The Grove in L.A.
We'll be there.
Yes. Yay. And then we go into New York City, to New Jersey, to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Yeah, I saw that.
A whole lot of cities. If you just go to Days, #Days50.
Well,
Not 50th, 50.
Yeah, I say I reposted where you were going to be on my Facebook page. So if you want to know where she's going to be, go to Mark J. Freeman on Facebook, and you'll see her dates.
Oh, cool.
So,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And make sure
I actually got it from your page. So
thank you, Marie.
And when you guys go, make sure you say hello to her because she's
please,
so super sweet.
Please come in. Yeah. Say hi. Get your book signed. It's a great book, too. They went to the archives. We were looking at it the other day. Deidre and I did a little thing on the
KTLA.
Yeah, KTLA. Yeah. That's right. And we hadn't seen the book yet. So we're, you know, sitting like this and they bring in the book and we're like,
You're cracking up.
Yeah, we were totally cracking up because it's some amazing photos. I was glad to see the blood wedding got in there. Oh. Kate's Blood Wedding. Did anyone remember the Blood Wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before Game of Thrones. Blood Wedding. So, it's in there.
Well,
all in there.
I hate that I missed out on you and Deidre's trip to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
I saw that too.
I saw that and I was like, man, I so would have went with them for that.
Oh my God. We'll tell our publicist, Maya, because she didn't want to go, but she did.
Oh.
She was so busy because she's so busy doing the tour and everything.
Yeah.
And it was just like girls going there.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't work. Deidre said, I have to bring you to this place. And then, and I guess when the show used to be down at Sunset Gower, they used to go there all the time.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been there before.
I've never been either. In 14 years of living in LA, I've never been.
Oh, my God.
I've been there a couple of times.
And you know I'm a vegan.
Okay.
Oh, can't be vegan there.
Sister, no, I couldn't. we just ordered it, and it was damn good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That
I don't have vegan pizza rolls. I apologize. There's no vegan pizza rolls. If I would have known. I actually almost, I was like, oh, I should Google to see if she had.
I know. It's a big bore, isn't
it?
I'm sorry. But, you know, I go back and forth. I've been vegetarian, I've been vegan.
Yeah.
But, you know, when anything's special, I'm going to try it.
You're going to try it. And I'm glad you tried Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles because you cannot pass that up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But I was there during the daytime. Her at nighttime was a lot different.
Oh,
like crazy.
Yeah. So before we wrap things up with you, Lauren, if you could sum up your experience at Days, how would you? I mean, it's been such an amazing and continues to be an amazing time, but like, how could you sum up your time on Days?
I mean, it is so huge. I mean, the first word that just when you're saying that is gift.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a gift to me, you know, really just, you know, getting the gig. Getting to play this fabulous character, to have all of the writers, and we've had a lot of them, you know, over the years, you know, develop this character and write her the way they have, you know, to Ken Corday, Greg Ming, it's been an amazing, amazing ride, and it allowed me to, you know, to be in town, have this job, you know, to have a family and have a regular home life, which is huge, you know, so I just keep on going back to gift. The whole thing has been a gift to me, and I hope that I've been able to give back to, you know, give back to them for them trusting me with, you know, with this role.
Yeah.
And to the audience, too, who, you know, invest so much in the show. And I hope I have entertained you. And I hope I continue to do it. You know, love you.
Trust me, you have entertained for the whole time that you continue to entertain. I love Kate, and I sometimes love to hate Kate.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. That's my job.
Well, job
check
well
the box. Yeah, done. Accomplished.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much
for
coming in and chatting with
me.
Us about your time on Days and everything that you have done. Like, we wish you nothing but continued success with the show, and
thank
we
you.
Hope that it's on for another 50 years.
Yeah. I do too. I might not be on those shows. I hope someone else is.
Well, they can push you around a wheelchair with an Oscar match, don't you worry.
I'm good with it. Play a little rock and roll, I'll be right.
Before we head out, let's find out where you guys can connect with all of us via social media. We'll start with Mark. Let them know where they can find
Instagram
you.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove, and on Facebook, the Mark J. Freeman.
And Lauren, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Lauren Coslow. And look for Facebook page. A special shout out to Marie and Sherry. Thank you for all you do. Thanks, girls.
And, of course, you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. And don't forget, every Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we do a full recap of your favorite soap opera Days of Our Lives right here. And you can follow us and like us on Instagram, Facebook, Dish and Days. We'll see you this coming Sunday for that full recap. Thanks, you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.